My parents were young Christians. They didn't think anything of it. You know, nowadays I'm pretty sure we learned our lesson and wouldn't buy a home from a witch or a psychic or... But at the time, it was a great home for us to, I guess, you know, they were thinking settle down in. I can't say exactly how long after we moved in it started, but it must have been soon because I remember it starting when I was really young and lasting for lots of years. It was like growing up a little bit in a haunted house at night. During the day, this was great. I mean, we had a beautiful yard. My parents kept the house really well, like great memories there. But when nighttime would come, there would be these all sorts of weird things that happened. But the beings I was talking about, every once in a while, they would show up in my room or in my dreams. Sometimes I would have dreams and it would be in my dreams and then wake up and it was there. And it was this blackish gray cloaked figure, was like flowy, you know, kind of a mist around it, not necessarily a solid figure, but it was cloaked. It had a hood and red glowing eyes. When it would enter the room, you know, it would be the worst feeling of dread and fear. And, you know, this is weird, but sometimes a sound would just happen in my room. And it was like this monotonous, like weird tone, and it would repeat. And all of a sudden it would feel like the room was spinning and I was feel like I was falling. Everything was getting warped around me, and then wake up and it was there.
The history of our Earth is so different from what we can imagine.
Enjoy the journey. The Smithsonian, that if they found out about a large skeleton somewhere, was to go get it.
I'm going to assume at least one person is right, because if one person's right, it busts the paradigm.
It all goes back to the fallen cherub. And the problem with the modern day church, they have a very truncated view of the supernatural.
This backdrop that's just pregnant with all kinds of meaning associated with this Mount Hermon event.
And this guy defects from the kingdom. That's a big deal.
Luke, we've gone around the Blurryverse at least once. I don't know how many times we're going to go around this.
We're in orbit, dude.
We're in orbit. But we've heard a lot of strange things on the show, from rake creatures to Wendigos, Bigfoot, Dogman, all the above.
The Warlock Dads.
Oh, yeah.
Talking Cats. The
Talking Cat.
Centaur. Hey, Centaur's rolling up in the 30s.
That's right. If you've seen a Centaur, please send us an email. We want to know. I think they're rare.
Better if the front half is horse and the back half is man. Even weirder.
But you know, you do this show, and there's a classification for the weird, and that's what we're trying to do here on Blurry Creatures. It's creatures for a reason. There are so many weird creatures out there, and today our guest is going to talk about how this one entity, this hooded figure, followed her over 20 years and kept appearing and harassing her. And it's just bizarre, Luke. I don't know. Sometimes it's like, it's easier if it's just weird and it happens once, but the consistency here in this story, it's pretty wild.
It is. And the more that we dive into this, the more, it's like the more you know, the more you don't know. But I think it's important, it says in Ephesians 5, to expose the darkness, to not participate in the deeds of darkness, but expose it. And, you know, grateful for the courage of Jamie to come on and tell her story. And if you were tune into BlurryCon, or you were at BlurryCon, thanks for being there. There's the interesting stories about hooded figures that show up in the rooms of children. And you know, I'm not saying this is the same, but it's very similar in the sense of, you know, what's occurring. So I'm grateful for Jamie to come on and tell her story. You know, this is a story she hasn't told a lot of people, and in some cases hasn't told any of this to people. And so if this resonates with you, you're not alone. And I'm grateful to have you along on this journey as we can try to unpack, expose, and understand some of the things that we call blurry in this space. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at the end of the day, remind ourselves that Jesus is King. Mm-hmm. And he's on the throne. and there's a lot of weird stuff that happens out there, and we're just trying to contextualize it, what we call a biblical paradigm.
Yeah, I don't, and Luke and I were talking about this before the show rolled, that, you know, we didn't really expect a lot of what's happened on this podcast, and I think in some ways the podcast sort of took its own road, and we've become good friends through the podcast and over the years talking about the weird stuff. And you guys out there who support this podcast, it's just two guys, just Luke and I, just in the trenches trying to find the weird stuff. And without you, you know, this show doesn't happen. And we find these cool member stories. People, they feel confident in what we've built here. And they feel like, you know, we're genuine, and we try to be as genuine as possible. And they come on and they tell their stories. And being a member of the show, a couple bucks a month, it really keeps the lights on here and helps Luke and I spend extra time doing this, because it at this point it's taken all our time anyway. So if you love what we do, become a member of the show and help us out. You get access to this show and all kinds of other stuff.
So a lot of perks. Like, we're so grateful to the people that support the show. There are two tiers. It can be silver or gold. And for our gold members, we do have movie nights and exclusive merch discounts, along with premium first access to tickets and all the things above. That is also available for at the silver level.
Native American flute lessons.
Yes, right. If you really need the little people to show up and play their flutes, Nate has the he's got them on speed dial.
I do. Sing to him. Sing to him, baby.
That's right. Just like Roger. We need to get Roger back.
We do. He called me the other day. It's been crazy lately. You know, it's just been nuts. Like, can we just talk about it? It's just been crazy.
Duke is calling. Roger's calling. I almost feel like we need to go back to the beginning.
Yeah. And a mysterious cup of coffee destroyed my laptop last week.
That's right. Hey, guess what? We're recovering it. The episodes are still there. And we've got a lot of great stuff coming out. But to listen to extra content, to get access to exclusive platforms, whether it be Facebook, Discord, Telegram, we've got all these places for people to connect, talk about their blurry experiences, talk about the things that are going on in the world that are in this space. Join us. Check out blurrycreatures.com/members and take a look. Nate's made an amazing video where he walks you through all of the things that you get. And guys, it just really helps us keep things rolling. It fills up the juice cannon, Nate.
Speaking of rolling.
Yes. Roll that time cop. We don't do that enough anymore. It's one of those things we got away from for whatever reason, because I think we're getting through 3-hour episodes and we're like,
yeah,
let's close it out. But
I love it.
Never forget, the most important thing you can do at the end of your day is roll that time cop.
The most important thing. No, seriously, thank you so much. From Blurry Trips to BlurryCon, and just pumping our show. You guys are the best out there. We're humbled every day that people care about this little show. And if you want to support it and listen to this episode, it's a great story coming up.
Yeah, for a cup of coffee a month. So if you're a member, get excited. Jamie's coming on to talk about the hooded figure that showed up for 20 plus years in her room. In her house, across multiple states. We're about to get blurry, Nate.
All right, let's get Jamie on the show.